anti-graft agency, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, has so far detained dozens of bankers and debtors over massive debts owed to ailing banks in a scandal that has shocked Nigeria's financial industry. EFCC spokesman Femi Babafemi says investigations have focused on fraud and corruption, but other infractions may be uncovered.
We're just looking at a broad scene that has a link with fraudulent abuse of credit process, insider trading, capital market manipulation, and money laundering running into billions of naira. But then, eventually, investigation may lead us to some other things.
Nigeria, the continent's second largest economy behind South Africa, 2 weeks ago injected $2.6 billion into five troubled banks and sacked their senior management, saying they have become so weakly capitalized that they pose a systemic threat to the Nigerian economy. The banking sector is strategic to Nigeria's economic prosperity, and the crisis has precipitated some panic and deep concerns about the Nigerian economy. Central Bank Governor Lamidu Sanusi dismisses such concerns, saying the Nigerian economy is set for growth.
In the short to medium term, we will see that investors and creditors alike have greater confidence in Nigeria. The potentials remain there. The fundamentals remain there. We have a country of 150 million people, 23 million bank accounts. All prices are going up. Our foreign reserves are not depleting anymore at the rate at which they were. I think the prospects are simply there.
The governor, a former banker with a reputation for prudent risk management, has promised a cleanup of Nigeria's banking system. Nigeria, a big petroleum exporter, expects to see its economy grow at 5% this year, rising to double-digit rates in 2010. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.